I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It was the conspiracy theory of the century. Who really killed John F. Kennedy? The official view is that Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president, but not everyone buys that version of the story. Writer Robert Greer speaks for the skeptical. He tackles possible conspiracies of Kennedy's assassination in his latest mystery novel, The Mongoose Deception. The story begins in modern-day Colorado, where a murder reveals new information about Kennedy's death. We should mention Robert Greer is also a medical doctor as well as a novelist. Dr. Greer, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, many people can recall where they were when they heard the news that President Kennedy was shot. Where were you?
I was actually in college. I was in the library at Miami University in Ohio, down in the stacks, studying for an organic chemistry examination. So I certainly remember it very well.
Now, you wrote this book with someone in mind, an African-American Secret Service agent. Tell us a little bit about who he was and how that inspired you.
Well, there was a Secret Service agent appointed by JFK as the first black Secret Service agent. His name is, because he's still alive, Abraham Bolden. And he was appointed about a year before Kennedy was killed. And he sort of got wind of some intrigue and you know, hush-hush information that Kennedy might be assassinated in Chicago. And so he sort of inspired me to write the novel, because there's been stuff written about him, but he's largely been relegated to the shelves of history, although he played an integral role in giving us a heads up that there were some attempts are on Kennedy's life prior to Dallas.
So, influenced by that information, you wrote a novel with a character that you've written before, C.J. Floyd, a bail bondsman and antique seller. Tell us more about this man.
Well, C.J. is a Vietnam veteran. He carries the baggage of that war with him always, so it's always in the back of his mind, deep ingrained in his psyche. He operates off the streets of Denver. And he's been in the bail bonding business for many, many years. And at this point in his career, he's sort of trying to get out of it. And he's been a collector of things all his life. So he's got a little antiques business on the side. And he gets drawn into the story because a friend of his, who's an old mobster from Denver, gets the finger pointed at him when someone is murdered. That triggers the action in the story. So that's how CJ gets into it. He's sort of a old-time hero. He's not one of the New Day anti-heroes. I tend to show black men as heroes in my life, in my books at least.
And your novel floats between Colorado, which you might not think of a lot when you think of black life, and also going down to Louisiana. How did you decide on the settings?
Well, Colorado has a very rich black history. There's a rich African-American history in Colorado that's tied to the railroads and agribusiness and stuff like that. So certainly there is a community here, and C.J. Floyd operates out of that community. The Louisiana connection is related to the fact that there's always been a question related to the JFK assassination that ties in Louisiana. Of course, there have been famous movies about it, and there's always been some thread of evidence that perhaps some of the mobsters in Louisiana had something to do with the hit on JFK. So that's how I tried to tie in Louisiana and Colorado. And in fact, the very opening scene of the novel takes place in the Eisenhower Tunnel, which is that tunnel that connects the two halves of the country and runs right through the Continental Divide. An earthquake actually takes place in the tunnel and unearths some remains of someone who's thought to have been tied in to the Kennedy assassination.
The assassination of John F. Kennedy is something that has inspired movies, as you mentioned, novels, nonfiction books. Did you worry that going into this kind of territory, it would be too well worn?
No, I didn't. I tried to give it a fresh point of view by putting in characters that people would not expect to be there. I might expect them to be there because I'm African American, but you know, the majority population might not expect the central person investigating such a deep, dark secret in America to be a black investigator. People might not expect these things to be taking place in Colorado. So I had no problem whatsoever bringing that to the forefront. The issue is, how good can you write it? And if you can write it well enough and make people believe it, that's the issue. Everything doesn't have to take place in New York City or inside the Beltway.
Now, you're an MD. You deal with neck pathology, cancer research. You also review books on KUVO, NPR's member station in Denver. That's a lot on your plate. How do you juggle that?
Well, I've been asked that before, and I'm not sure I have a standard answer, but I have an answer that I usually give. I'm pretty focused, and so when I decide to do something, I do it with passion, and I tend to exclude things that seem to me to be superfluous, and so many of the things that I think are not interesting are what I might find them superfluous, or things that other people find very interesting, just like they might find writing superfluous or not interesting. So I tend to zero in on that, and I've been trained as a scientist, which gives you the ability to be very myopic and sort of focus on one thing at a time. So I can take those pieces of the puzzle, the writing and the book reviewing and the practice of pathology, and sort of fuse them all together so it works for me.
Finally, do you think Lee Harvey Oswald shot the president?
No, absolutely not. I don't think he did it. I think there's lots of information out there that says that he didn't do it. To the contrary, there's a very popular book out there right now that's by the author of the guy who wrote Helter Skelter, which is a famous book in itself, of Buglusi, I think is his name, and he's a very high-powered, well-known attorney who argues that Oswald did it without doubt. I argue the opposite side of that coin.
All right. Well, for more, I guess they're going to have to pick up your book. Dr. Greer, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Robert Greer is an author and professor at the University of Colorado Health Sciences Center. His latest novel is The Mongoose Deception.